Начинаете
to
make stupid mistakes. And this is fucking right. Good man that they are able to stand up and admit and not to rationalize that it was a mistake. It was a mistake. It's a chance for tshuva. It's a chance. Once they make a mistake, then they rationalize the mistake. They go ahead and they say, then you should try to clean up the mistake and then the choice they made. Because a lot of people think that they may not have mistakes. You may have stupid feelings. And when you have stupid feelings, they can say, yeah, it could be okay. I made a mistake. And you can feel. The truth is not a difficult thing. But, when they ask me, directed by the mistake to Cuba, I want to put those feelings and says, okay, I don't want to have these good feelings, whatever I do, to rationalize my mistakes. I'm going to make a decision that what I think is right. Not only do I make a mistake, but I'm going to make it, it's not going to make it, you can only say rationally, that you make the right decision, the right thing. That's a big, great danger, there's no room for correction afterwards. And this is what Asaph did. He showed the Chayra. And he realized deep down to his mistake. He's finished fulfilling, he's tired and satisfied, he's tired, he's not going to make a mistake. But he didn't want to do it, he didn't perform it the right way. Take that and motivate him to the tshuva, to turn direct to the mistake. He wanted to live with the mistake. He tried to make it into the right meaning, but to rationalize the mistake, the sheet, maybe the right thing. So right after Sarah's employer, after 30 times, what he does, he went along and said, I have a brother, it's not worth anything, it doesn't mean anything. And that, he severed his chances for having the tshuva, and that is the tshuva, as we know, because they'll come up much for the Gemara and do it, and he could learn the tshuva. So I wanted to use that word and say, that's the tragedy that I'm going to refer. A note went ahead and chose, he took to go to stone. He decided to go to stone. And he knew, as the Pasuk says, God is tired of the hold of him, and he thought he wants to go live there, and he wants to say to the people who found there, and the land that he knows that it's Negev Hashem, Negev Hashem's Raka. So after making that choice, obviously there was some good feelings, there was a certain radical realization that it was a mistake, but he didn't want to admit to it. He wanted to live with that mistake. And rationalize that he really did the right thing. So as soon as he really made that decision, what does he do? He has the decision. He says, I don't need this business of God, I don't need this religion. But that's the seal of his faith. And this was notes to his mistake, because once he made a shita, he said he's not going back to Rome. When he knew that was real success in deep down. He knew that was not the truth to connect to God, which was the right way. But he had made a mistake. He didn't want to admit to his wrong being, wrong doing. He decided to rationalize and make it to you he made a good decision. So to get around the whole Indian, he says right into it, that mistake, wasn't a mistake. I don't need it for you, I don't need it, I don't need that wrong. And that he feared his faith, never to come back to wrong. And if you went on to Pasha, and Pasha Vayera, no, they had a chance to go back. Continue along the way, when he said the state of Maine, he really nationalized it, really wasn't so bad, it was the right thing, it makes sense. Anyway, I don't need this. Joseph and Barbara, you need the chance to correct you. One of the most important things, three words that Joseph could say is, I was wrong, and now I have to go left again. The chance is ways, he should be major of himself. Doesn't have to move the trust my nephew for the time he said, the greatest tool to prison to grow and to strive to get up for the discussion on ethics. And that has for them to realize that the things that the errors and their mistake have to correct. Not to continue on rationalize the mistakes and try to make something of a sheet of how I really was right, or in any way it doesn't really mean anything. And if you do that, it's such a tremendous danger of yourself. And it's something that we have to be really ingrained within us. You make the right decision, but you make the wrong decision. And yet, to be honest, in this way, the Eid Hashem will be guaranteed to be successful, not to go the right way. You have to be knocked to the owner. It's beautiful. Find the right path. You didn't make a mistake. Admit to it. With that, after that, you should train you from that. You have to train you to be a good person in the moment.